will now request a motion for the board to reconvene and to open session.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
All right, we will now attend to the actions that were taken in executive session. This time, Attorney Marsh will facilitate the election of officers. We'll entertain a motion to open open for nominations for officers for the Board of Trustees, Chicago State University, 2018.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
At this time, I'd like to ask for nominations for the Chair of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University for 2018. Any nominations?
Nominate Marshall Hatch.
Second.
At this time, I'll call a roll call vote. Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
At this time, I ask for nominations for Vice Chair for, oh, I'm sorry. Let the record reflect that Chairman Hatch, you have to abstain from that vote?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to the nominations for Vice Chair for Chicago State University Board of Trustees for the 2018 term. Are there any nominations?
Yes, I nominate Trustee Nicholas Goins.
Second.
Now I'll call a roll vote. Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Moving on to ask for nominations for the Secretary of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University for 2018. Any nominations for the role of Secretary?
I nominate Trustee Buckner.
Second.
At this time, I'll call a roll call. Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
All offices have been moved and properly seconded, and there are no further action. If there is no further action or discussion by this board, I actually move that we now have our new officers for the 2018 year. At this time, Chairman Hatch asks that you close the nominations for Chair, Vice Chair, and Secretary of the Board of Trustees for 2018.
We'll hear the motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Hearing all nominations, I now move to the election of those officers. I ask for a roll call for the election of Chairman Marshall Hatch as Chair of the Board of Trustees. Ms. Phillips, please call the roll call.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
At this time, I ask for a roll call election for the election of Nicholas Goins as Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees. Ms. Phillips, please call a roll call.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
At this time, I ask for a roll call vote for the election of Cambion Buckner as Secretary of Board of Trustees. Ms. Phillips, please call the roll.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
It has been moved and properly seconded for the election of the officers of the Chicago State Board of Trustees for the 2018 year. At this time, all the officers have been elected. Chairman Marshall Hatch, Trustee Goins as Vice Chair, and then Trustee Buckner as the Secretary for 2018.
Thank you, Council. Our next order of business is from executive session, the heating design resolution.
I will now read the resolution for the new heating plant. Whereas all transactions involving the acquisition of real property and purchases of $250,000 or more, capital projects of $250,000 or more, including architectural and engineering fees, construction costs, professional service contracts that exceed $100,000, and contingencies, shall require approval by the board. In addition, capital projects of $250,000 or more involving services of an architect or engineer shall require approval by the board before commencement of design services as mandated by Section 5, Administrative Affairs, Subsection B, Purchases 1, Approval, paragraphs A through D. And Whereas the Chicago State University seeks to engage an architectural and engineering consultant for the design of a new heating plant for Chicago State University. Whereas there is a need to enter into a contract for consulting services with an architectural engineering firm, estimated cost not to exceed $275,000, for which the selection shall be based on established criteria for qualifications-based selection per the Illinois Governmental Joint Purchasing Act. And therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby provides approval to the university to select and enter into a contract with an architectural and engineering consultant firm to design a new heating plant for Chicago State University.
All right, we've heard the resolution. Is there any discussion on that resolution? We'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution as read by council.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Next actionable item, a resolution concerning the Chicago State University Foundation.
Yes, whereas the bylaws of Chicago State Foundation, formerly known as the University, where the bylaws of Chicago State Foundation designates Chicago State University, a body politic and corporate of the state of Illinois, acting through its governing body, shall be the sole member of the foundation. The sole member is empowered and duty-bound to elect and designate the terms of office of the foundation's members of the board of directors. And whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approved the master contract between the university and the foundation, providing that an officer of the university shall be designated as university liaison to the foundation board of directors and shall be responsible for facilitating relationships, communications, activities, and support between the foundation board and the university. Therefore, be it resolved that we, members of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University, Chicago, Illinois, gathered here in assembly, do hereby designate and empower to act for and on behalf of the sole member in the absence of a meeting, do hereby designate and empower the Finance Committee of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University to act on their behalf. These duties are those of the sole members as identified under the bylaws of the Chicago State Board of University, these duties of the sole member under the bylaws of the foundation and the master contract. Be it further resolved that the resolution having been fully adopted shall remain in full force and effect until duly rescinded by this board.
Thank you, council. Is there any further discussion on the resolution just read? We'll entertain a motion now to adopt the foundation resolution as read by council.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. One last actionable item, and that is the elimination of the office, the chief administrative officer for Chicago State University. Council, will you read that resolution?
Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University is created by statute to operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago University and has broad authority to discharge this responsibility. Whereas on March 27, 2017, the Board established a position of Chief Administrative Officer for the university. And whereas the contract of Paul Vallis as Chief Administrative Officer has been terminated effective immediately. Now, therefore, the board resolves as follows that the position of Chief Administrative Officer for Chicago State University is eliminated and the position will not be backfilled with another individual.
All right, thank you, council. I certainly appreciate that resolution. I want to say that I, for one, felt that we have gotten less than effective use out of that office and the person who occupied it, and I think we're doing a good thing today to eliminate that office and move forward. Of course, use those funds that were set aside for that office in a way that more clearly represents the mission of the university. Is there any other discussion on it?
Yeah, I have a few points to make. I negotiated the contract with Mr. Vallis to take over the role of Chief Administrative Officer, and it was never discussed at any time during those discussions or the numerous discussions I've had with him over the last 6 or 8 months regarding his intent or intention of either A, moving back to the city of Chicago, or B, ever running for public office. And I have to say, if I had known any of this information, things, or at least my vote would have been different in deciding whether or not we would select him as chief administrative officer of this institution. I think the work that he has done has been incomplete and left undone. However, the university is in a good place. We're moving forward with strong employees in place, policies in place that have been created by this board, as well as the interim president, Rachel Lindsay. She's hired a wonderful vice president of administration and finance who came through the system with the normal process, despite what media reports may say. Mr. Vallis had no role in that. Despite what media reports may say, Mr. Vallis was never responsible for the financial aspects of this university, nor the auditing function of this university. That role was in the place of the interim vice president of administration and finance. If there's any question about that, you can look to his publicly disclosed contract, as well as other documents that we have produced pursuant to FOIA. The reality is, what Mr. Vallis was responsible for has been undone, or was delegated to other individuals. We're happy we're moving forward with a strong admission staff, with a strong retention staff, and it just from a personal note, I find it unfortunate that he would attempt to use Chicago State University and this 150-year-old institution sitting on the south side of Chicago as a platform to run for the mayor of the city of Chicago. I'm not a politician. I'm not interested in the political aspects. I'm here to serve this university. I have no interest other than that. But I would not feel comfortable if I did not make this statement publicly to this body that it is not the role of Mr. Vallis to attempt to use Chicago State University to try to bolster his bona fides in the black community. That's all I have.
Thank you, Trustee. Are there any other comments on this resolution? All right, we'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution as read by council.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I think there's no further business. We'll now entertain a motion to adjourn this special meeting of the Board of Trustees, Chicago State University.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
This meeting is hereby adjourned.